This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
During this coronavirus crisis, working from home is a privilege not everyone gets. Still, it comes with challenges, especially if there are young, energetic kids running around. What if your job means having to make something, like, for instance, radio stories that have to be recorded in a quiet place? WBEZ's Natalie Moore has this glimpse into radio reporting from Kittyland.
I have an interview at 9:30, okay?
Me too.
You have an interview?
Mm-hmm.
The first step in doing an interview for you to later hear on the radio is to explain to my preschool daughter that she needs to be quiet. She's almost four, and her nickname is Sky. The microphone I'll be using for the interview picks up everything. Okay, I'm going to set you up in your room for you to do your interview, and I'm going to do my interview. What?
I have to do the interview in the closet.
And who are you going to interview?
I'm going to interview Nancy Pelosi.
And what are you going to interview her about?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Why does she want to interview the Speaker of the House in the closet? Because that's where I go to record every audio story, including this one. There's no echo in my closet, and it's padded with coats on the rack and floor. There's no such thing as a quiet house with kids. It's like take your daughter to work day on repeat. Sky has pretty much interrupted every interview I've done in the past several weeks working from home. Luckily, I can edit out the giggles or tears. My colleagues understand we live on daily deadlines. Kids don't know deadlines. Reporter Esther Yoon-Jin Kang once had to patiently wait for her four-year-old daughter, Kezi, to finish eating an apple.
Okay, I'm going back to my booth, okay? And then I'm going to record.
Booth?
Yeah, I made a booth.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
10-month-old baby Max sits outside the bedroom door while his mom, reporter Becky Beebe, tries to get a city council member on the phone. Then there are the fights.
Okay, you guys, this is very dangerous to be playing with this thing. Please stop. Please stop. Someone is going to get hurt.
Reporter Susie Ahn regularly interrupts fights between her 2-year-old Gael and 6-year-old Aggie.
Do they like me or they think
and sometimes takes dramatic measures.
You putting me on mute?
Yeah, why do you think I put you on mute?
Producer Andrew Gill figured he'd put his son to work.
Okay, talking about not how to catch coronavirus.
Yep, Andrew is producing 5-year-old Albie's pandemic podcast. I am sure many of you, our dear listeners, are struggling to distract children so you can do your job. I got some helpful tips from Lori Olinsky from a piece in a recent issue of Chicago Parent. Orlinsky and her husband live in Jefferson Park. They have 2 daughters, ages 7 and 4. I'm happy to hear Orlinsky doesn't scoff at a habit I've picked up.
We've really loosened our limits on screen time. We've let our kids watch some of the movies and some of the shows during the day. You know, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Orlinsky says don't get hung up on schedules. They won't stick. Try to spend quality family time together. Her girls like to put on performances, and the family decorated their windows for people passing by to see.
I would also suggest designating an area at home for your home office. I would not make that area a living room or a kitchen.
But most importantly,
you just have to kind of take a deep breath and adopt a roll with the punches attitude. Eventually, this too shall pass. Let's make sure we're not being hard on ourselves as parents.
I'll try. In the meantime, let me go see if Sky wants a musical dance break with The Wiz or Alvin Ailey. And I really need to take my home office out of the kitchen. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.